nigga play. You know
we gon' L.
Fuck the dumb shit, niggas want drama. You know who to come get. The capital P, the O. Fuck the dumb shit, niggas want drama. You know who to come get. The capital P, the O. Fuck the dumb shit, niggas want drama. You know who to come get. The capital P, the O. It smash motherfuckers up, crash motherfuckers up. Get your body in the closet for a motherfucking month. Fuck the dumb shit, niggas want drama. You know who to come get. The capital P, the O. It smash motherfuckers up. Crash motherfuckers up. Leave your body in the closet for a motherfucking month. Niggas know my flow's relentless. I said it, I meant this. Niggas get high, bitches get bent. Everybody know poets on some hood shit. I'm with every thug round the world trying to get rich. If you doing your thing or slinging your thing, you know and I know, nigga better bang. Watch them hoes, watch them snakes. Real niggas in the game, fucking with cakes. Real niggas in the game, knows what it takes. And real niggas let you know what's real and fake. Like my nigga Primo, he reached out to me, yo. Wherever he go, I go. See, he me amigo and we gon' ill.
You know we gon' ill. You know we gon' ill.
One love to those that died in the field. So many names don't got room to spin them.
This ain't a game, nigga. You know we gon' ill.
What?
You know we gon' ill.
I sat back, I watched y'all niggas, I clocked y'all niggas. Played you on my box as I pump rocks and figured. Gotta treat this like drugs, chop my shit bigger. Lyrics gotta draw blood, kill y'all weak niggas. Represent all thugs and all money getters. I need some rings and blings and shit that glitters. And plus, the word on the street is I'm hotter than two blazing 9mm. You can't believe this. A&Rs, they pulling out their hair. They getting fired, cause they had a nigga right there. CEO screaming, why the fuck you didn't sign him?
He wanted a mansion and some hot boy diamonds.
Should've gave me the world, stupid fuck. Look how I'm rhyming, wild and climbing, pounding, grinding. I ain't lying. Mad niggas ride with me, die with me. Believe me, nigga, you don't wanna have to collide with me. We gon' ill.
You know we gon' ill.
One love to those that died in the field. So many names don't got room to spit them.
This ain't a game, nigga. You know we gon' ill. We gon' ill.
Yo.
You know it.
Yo, got it together now, Mo Cheddar now. Rest in peace, Pops. And my moms, I can't let it down. Queensbridge representative, styles unlimited. Hot shots, hot rocks, I'm sending it. Who else you know can flow like Poe? For the love of this shit and not the dope. I write my own rhymes cause I love this shit to death. Niggas don't got respect, they just writing the checks. I might sell 10 mil if I learn some steps and bleach my skin in front like I'm from the projects. But all I can be is me and catch wreck. As far as the eye can see, my whole set, screwball gang stars coming in planes and cars. Moet bottles with your brains on the stains, the bar. From now on, shit is getting more real. My niggas in QB, I'm leaving y'all to hell. Cause I'm off the wall and I'm ill-matically ill.
You know we gon' ill.
One love to those that died in the field. So many names don't got room to spin them.
This ain't a game, nigga. You know we gon' ill. You know we gon' ill, ill. You know we gon' ill, ill.
To Japan, if we can make them jam, we can make 100 grand. Spend it in the south of France, nothing further. I jump, grab my go-yard trunk, got ready to walk it out like Unk in my John Lennon chucks. That's when I heard murder. You're killing me and filling me with sorrow. Sunrise, goodbyes, and missing you tomorrows. I turn to see my dream love, supreme queen. Need a sing, gonna sing, cry. I drop my bags in the flash, that's faster than 180 on a dash, sir, to dry your tears. and wipe the rain from my dear like dad shirt. Use the dame who's the username to all my passwords. The reason I get fly is Ivan Jasper. I even keep your picture in my passport. Love, love.
Let's go see Paris. Wake up in Tokyo. Have a dream in New Orleans. Fall in love in Chicago, Maine. Then we can land in the motherland. Camelback across the desert sands. Take a train to Rome or home. Brazil, for real. Wherever I go, she
So let's keep it real, all in together, free chill. Tell a steward it's the dope movie on the real. Heat up my kosher meal, exchange my dollar bills, lean back in my first class seat and sleep. Don't wake me till I land where they barely understand what I speak, but they nod to my beats. I tell my fans who I am and they stand and they clap, they applaud. They love me, my God. Oscar Samadesta, I may be au revoir. A spree on St. Henri, then back to Charles de Gaulle. So I can get home and tell her everywhere that I've been and everything that I've done and tell her that she's the one and
Let's go to St. Paris, wake up.
CHRY on your FM dial. The Sound Junction in full effect right about now. Sound check on the outs. DJ Grouch, Fingerprints, Contagious, Lord Quest, Man, Public. The whole crew is in the house. Word up for once. Hey, yo, whatever happened to Real Deal, yo?
He's chilling, man. He's a family man.
Word? Yeah. Big ups to you, too. And, yeah, we're going to be going until the hour 2 o'clock. We're going to be going on till me and DJ O. We're going to be hitting you off with the dopest in hip-hop, rap music, and all that kind of good fly cutting and scratching. You know what I'm saying? So 416-736-5656 is the number here in studio. Also, chry.fm for you webheads out there on the internet. And channel 945 Rogers Cable. Check it out, y'all. Sound Junction.
The real man, we living in God to be. Dipping through scenes on some high velocity. Thanks, just dangerous. Keep a grip tight like Westside Strangler.
Yeah, we can't just talk it, so we gotta walk it. Time's tougher than Graham's old carpet. Car, we get high, cause we rise above. Won't last if it's not from love. No lie, no lie, no lie.
Not knowing the path. Get lost, caught all out of gas. But man, it's like. Get prepared for the get right. It's real for real, real, real. Check it out.
It's like this, y'all. They hold guns, I hold peace, y'all. La 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 la. Real world. La 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 la. We gon' ride. Ride. It's like that, y'all. They hold hate, I hold peace, y'all. La 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 la. Get free. Free. Rise up.
105.5 CHOY on your FM dial. It's your man DJ O on the MIC. And behind me on the ones and twos, I got your man DJ Great Scott. And we also have a via phone special guest. I'm going to get him online real quick so he can introduce himself. Big man, you with us?
Yo, yo.
There we go, man. Introduce yourself to the peoples, man. Welcome to Sound Junction 105.5. It's your man, DJ Anonymous. First of all, I want to say happy to have you on the show. I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself to the peoples real quick, and then we'll get it on it and popping.
Yeah, what up, y'all? This is SKYZOO, Sky Zoo, live and direct from 718 and all that.
Definitely, man. Big Sky Zoo, man. The history is, you know what I mean, in a short time, it's pretty long. I mean, some of the cats may have seen you from, you know what I mean, 106 in Park, when you know what I mean, you had your battle with Jin. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, yeah.
So,
long
yeah, man,
time ago, yeah.
Let people know, you know what I mean, where you come from, how that started out, like how that jump started you or what have you, what that did for you being on 106 in Park and whatnot.
You know, that was a minute ago. I look back at it, that was 02. I can't even believe that was like 6 years ago. It's crazy. But, you know, that was me young, you know, just trying to get on and all that, and did that, and, you know, it was a great thing, you know what I'm saying? Me and Jen are still, you know, cool to this day. Whenever I see him, he see me, you know, it's nothing but love, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, from there, you know, just became, you know, everything that I am now. It's all about, you know, the path and the road that you travel that takes you where you at. So, you know, just been grinding. Everybody, you know, who's listening, pretty sure, you know, heads might know my history. If not, you know what I'm saying, done tons of records and just built everything up to the brand that is now, you know?
Most definitely. And, man, when you look at that, like, yeah, that was, you know what I mean, 2002, 6 years ago. That's, you know what I mean, that's been some time. So, you know what I mean, yourself as an artist, you've grown a lot. And you've actually got some, you know what I mean, you've come up with some mixtapes and whatnot and got some critical acclaim, man. Like, people be saying, you know what I mean, the next best thing coming out of Brooklyn since, you know what I mean, Big, Jay, you know what I mean? Your rhyme styles, like, got flows that are impactful, like, you know what I mean, Cuba, like Raekwon from the Cuba Lynx album and whatnot. So, you know what I mean, what do you attribute, like, your growth to? I mean, because you've connected with a bunch of people. We'll get into that a little later, but you've connected with a bunch of people. What do you attribute your growth to in that time period? Because if you look at Jin, you know what I mean, you guys have taken two different paths because you're each your own man. So, you know what I mean, what do you attribute your growth to since that 2002 point?
I think it comes from being a fan first. You know, I think people start losing touch with the music and, you know, or anything that you do, anything with the crafts or the arts or sports or anything like that that takes skill and time and patience. I think when people lose touch with being a fan first, that's when they lose everything. It's really about me being a fan first, you know. While I'm making records, I'm still a fan of records that are coming out. You know, I still look forward to a good Jay-Z album, a Lupe album, a Clips album, a Dilla album, a Jeezy album. I still look forward to these things. I'm still a fan just because, you know, I have fans of my own, and just because I'm out here putting my own records out and doing my thing doesn't mean I'm still not a fan. So I think a lot of the growth comes from still being a fan of the game, being a fan of the music, loving it, and having a passion for it. You know, when you lose that passion, there's nowhere to really go except down. You know, when you have a passion to want to be the best and be one of the best, and, you know, at everything that you do, that's when it really takes off for you. So, you know, those things definitely attribute to where I'm at now.
For real, no doubt, man. So still a fan. I definitely appreciate that perspective, because that's the same approach I have with DJing all the same. You can never learn too much. Now, now you've had, you've had quite some success with your mixtape, and that was that mixtape was titled, I can't remember that joint.
The most recent one?
Yeah, the City's Favorite.
City's Favorite was in
05, yeah. And that one had, like, that popped off, like, I heard you sold, like, hundreds of copies, 3,000 units in like 3 days or something crazy like that.
Yeah, I did like 3,000 in 3 days with that. It was wild, man. It really took off. And that was still before a lot of people really, really knew me. You know, that was before the project with Ninth. That was before all of the real, real big producers started coming in. That was just me, you know, just doing what I do, getting that name up and that buzz up and keeping it going. And, that was like 05, City's Favorite. You know, DJ Absolute hosted it. It was a real good tape. One of my, you know, favorite pieces of work from back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And it really, you know, put the stamp on what I was doing and where I was going, you know?
Most definitely. Now, you, now from that, you had a bunch of, you know, I mean, you've had some pretty heavy hitters in the game in terms of from the production side, you know what I mean, that you've worked with and that you've reached out to or that they've reached out to you because they're feeling what you bring into the game. Let the peoples know who you've worked with thus far, man.
Oh, man, production-wise, let me see. I've worked with Ninth Wonder, Illmind, Black Milk, Dame Grease, Ron Browse, Omen, Needles, Crisis, DJ Premier, of course. Wow, there's so many more that I can't even think of. Jake One, man, there's so many, man. It's a ton of people that I've worked with.
Definitely, man. And you got some
Ron Browse, you know, I love Ron Browse stuff. I worked with him. It's tons, you know.
I mean, and that resume right there is just ridiculous. As the man says, there's tons of producers that he's worked with thus far. You know what I mean? He's even done tracks with some Little Brother. You got some Sean Price tracks too. You know what I mean? Like, you've been putting in some work, man. And you've even reached out all the way to T-Dot, you know what I mean, on the R&B tip with our homegirl, Aya, who's definitely, yo, for people that are sleeping in the city, man, don't sleep on Aya, man. She's got her mixtape coming out real soon. And, I mean, we put
Yeah, she do. Aya's real serious. Yeah, I met her on MySpace, actually. I don't even remember how, but I think maybe she hit me or something like that, and I heard her joints, and I really became a fan of her stuff. I thought she was real dope, and we wound up hooking up and, you know, just keeping in touch and making music together. You know, we made the one joint, the Passing Me By joint, and, you know, got plans to do some more joints. And now it's to the point where we'll just hit each other just to say what up. You know, it's beyond music now. We just hit each other bugging out. You know what I mean? Like, yo, what's up, da-da-da, whatever. So, you know, she's definitely one to watch for.
Definitely, definitely, man. So that's good that, you know what I mean, you're not beyond approach. You know what I mean? And you got a show upcoming, you know what I mean? You're getting down with The Real Frequency. Those are our brothers on the other station, you know what I mean? They've been putting in hip-hop for a minute. So you got a show with Tona coming up and The Real Frequency. That's on May 8th, next Thursday. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Let the people know what they can expect when they come down to check you out.
I mean, the show is going to be dope. You know, for those who don't know, I've never been to Canada. You know, I've never been to Canada, Toronto, nothing like that. So it's my first time out there. So all of y'all are really the first ones to ever get me over there. And, you know, with that, I'm really going to set it off and show y'all how I do it, you know, when I do a show. For everybody listening, it's definitely worth your money. It's not one of those shows where you go see, you know, the headliner or whoever it is, and they rock for 10 minutes and then it's a wrap. You know, it's going to be a real show. It's going to be real dope. It's going to be, you know, everything that you're expecting and hoping and wanting and then some. You know, we're really going to get it in. If you know my catalog and you know my old stuff, my new stuff, things like that, you're going to get all that. You know, you're going to get Cloud 9 stuff. You're going to get Corner Store Classic stuff. You're going to get new joints that's out now. You're going to get unreleased joints. You're going to get collabo joints, a couple guest appearances and surprises and things like that might happen. You know, so all types of things, man. It's going to be real live. I'm looking forward to it.
Most definitely. So that's going down May 8th. That's next Thursday. So if you're not tuned into this show next week, peoples, do believe, man. Make it down to the Rivoli. That's the professionals. That's The Real Frequency putting on a show. They always do it real big. It's going to have Tona there as well. You know what I mean? So P-Plus Musically and Say and RC, man, my brothers, they're holding it down. So definitely make sure you go and attend that to see your man Sky Zoo. Because a lot of people like to sleep, man. This is his first time, as he said, coming to the city. And you know what I mean? His career is only going up, you know what I mean? So take the opportunity where you can see him for $10. You know what I mean? Take it now. Don't sleep. Believe that. So, yeah, man. And you've also done some other tracks. Like, you've done some stuff for ESPN and Guinness. Let us know how that went down.
Yeah, that was a little while ago, too. But that was basically just being on the grind and being, you know, right place, right time. I did some stuff for Guinness, you know, did some placement for them and some commercials and all that. Did some stuff for ESPN. So, you know, just being out there, man, this game, you got to get involved with as much as you can without wearing yourself thin. You know what I mean? You got to be able to reach different avenues and, you know, put yourself in a marketing position while keeping yourself grounded with the hip-hop and keeping the foundation there. So I just try to take advantage of all the opportunities that I'm able to come across and just do what I do, you know what I'm saying, put my own thing to it. Never sell myself short or change who I am for anything, but being, you know, able to adapt and being able to do what I do and fit, you know, whatever the case may be. So, you know, I just do my thing, man. I'm on my grind. You know, people out there who's familiar with the music, they know how I get down. Anyone who's not familiar, you can definitely look me up on the net, myspace.com/SKYZOO, and, you know, just get a feel for what it is. Like, you know, like you said, I'm going to be out there next week. Can't wait to tear it down. It's going to be nuts. Keeping it going, you know?
Most definitely, man. We're looking forward to seeing you out here, man. We're going to give you a warm welcome, most definitely. So that's going down May 8th. I want to repeat it once again. That's the Professionals going down May 8th at the Rivoli. That's with Sky Zoo, Tona, and The Real Frequency. $10 at the door, and the door's open at 9:30. So definitely, man, we're going to get into some joints from you, man. We've been playing you, and I mean, for weeks prior. The whole T-Dot's been playing you. Every hip-hop station, and I mean, hip-hop show in Toronto's been playing you, so definitely you're getting support. So definitely expect big things when you come out to the city.
Wow,
not trying to gas it too
real.
Much.
That's real. I appreciate
you.
That.
Not trying to gas it too much.
Yeah, nah, not at all. Honest, I mean,
people really feel
word up. Nah, definitely, man. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate the love. You know, I'm not the gas type. You know what I'm saying? I'm real humble. I keep everything in perspective. I know, you know, where I come from. You know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, straight from the bottom, you know. So we know at any moment anything could be taken away from us. You know what I'm saying? We could lose anything at any moment because nothing's promised. So, you know, I'm not, you know, like that. I'm real humble, real low-key. You know, musically, as far as when I go in the booth, you know, I'm Superman. But when I step out of the booth, you know, I'm regular, you know what I'm saying? I'm a cool guy, you know what I mean? So I appreciate all the love. I appreciate all the support, all the radio stations out there showing me love, all the DJs, the mix masters, and everybody just showing love, you know what I mean? I appreciate it. I'm definitely going to get that love back when I get out there next week and rock this show and tear it down and get intimate with the crowd and all that. You know, just look forward to all the new stuff coming out. You know, the Corner Store Classic mixtape is out now. The Corner Store Classic remix tape is out on iTunes. It's a digital version only. It's out on iTunes at hiphopsite.com. You can go download it right now and get that. And, you know, the album is coming at the end of the year, The Salvation. It's going to be huge. I'm working on it right now as we speak. You know, just keeping it going. The production lineup on that is nuts. The production lineup on The Salvation is amazing. So just ready to give it to y'all the way it needs to be. You know what I mean?
All right, man. I'm going to touch on that real quick. Now, you got The Salvation coming out in Q4 of this year, so we're definitely going to be anticipating that. Now, what? How did you come to that title, The Salvation? That's pretty big right there.
Well, the way that came about, you know, if you look up the word salvation, you know, it's a real religious term, it's a biblical term, and it means basically to save from damnation, to save from evil and turn good and all that. And I'm not really a religious person. People may hear the title and get, you know, under the conception, oh, you know, he's a religious guy, whatever, whatever. I'm not really a religious person too much at all. You know, I believe in a high power and all that, but I'm not really super religious. But to me, that word just meant being, you know, saving, you know, being saved, you know what I mean? And saving from something or someone or something, whatever it is. And, you know, I just took that and put my own interpretation on it and what it means. And the whole album is conceptual, so I can't really give away the concept too much, but the title helps you to sort of know where I'm going as far as the direction. You know, the whole album is conceptual. The whole thing is a conceptual project. It's no just random joints thrown here and there. Everything lines up as a book, you know. It's, you know, all chapters from chapters, you know, one to whatever. It's like going from A to Z. Everything connects like a line. Everything is threaded in together, and it all makes sense. You know, I just want to, they say your first album, you take your whole life to make it, and, you know, you should aim to make a perfect album. You know, my aim is to make a perfect album, and if people call it a classic, they do. If people don't, they do. You know what I mean? It is what it is, but my aim is to make a perfect album. You know what I mean? And if it's a classic, it is what it is. If it's not, cool, but I'm definitely making what I feel is the perfect album in my book, you know?
No doubt. So that's going to be, now, are you looking to have a bunch of features? Are you looking to focus strictly on you? Like, without giving away too much, now, I mean, what are we expecting?
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like, me personally, you know, your first album is supposed to be you and your story and what you're about. So I can't go get a million people to jump on it and, you know, tell my story, you know. I can't go get the Lil Wayne verse and get the, you know, the so-and-so verse and this one and that one. And that's not to knock any of them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like Lil Wayne. I like what he's doing right now and all the different artists out there. But I can't go run around and get 10 people and put them all over my album and all that, you know, because they can't tell my story. I didn't grow up with Lil Wayne. I didn't grow up with this one, that one, you know what I mean? I grew up me, you know, in Brooklyn, New York. So I can't really go and have them help tell my story. You know, maybe on the second album, third album and all that, but on the first album, it's definitely going to pretty much be me. I mean, I might have one or two, you know, I got a few people in mind, a few famous friends in mind that I might have kick in something, but only if it makes sense. I'm not going to do it just to have a dope name and have it where it's like, yo, he has so-and-so on his album. Yo, that was huge. Nah, it got to make sense for what I'm doing. So, you know, but 99% of it is really just going to be me. It's not going to really be no features at all. So my big names come in on the production level, you know, production on it, Ninth Wonder, Illmind, Black Milk, High Tech, Needles, Knots, Don Cannon, Pete Rock. These are all people who's already in, you know what I'm saying? And there's a few more people that I'm getting with, you know, any day now that's going to contribute their part to it. So my big, you know, wow factor, so to speak, comes in on the production side.
Most definitely, man. I like what you bring into the game, man. I'm definitely going to be anticipated for that. Peoples, man, be aware of Q4 coming out, man. Salvation, I mean, May 8th, next week, Thursday. If you're not listening to the show, you definitely should be down the Rivoli. Skyzoo, I want to thank you for, you know what I mean, taking the time to speak with us.
You know what I mean? No doubt, man. I appreciate y'all having me.
We going to get into a track real quick. Thank you once again.
Word up. Okay, word up, man. Like I said, you know, I appreciate all y'all for having me. Appreciate the, you know, the city of Toronto for welcoming me with open arms. Can't wait to get out there, show y'all love, and do what I do. And like I said, you know, hit me up, myspace.com/SKYZOO. I'll be out there next week, May 8th at the Rivoli. I heard it's a historic spot, so I'm ready to come do what I do and put my footprints in it. And, you know, let's make it happen.
Most definitely. And shouts out to, you know what I mean, Soul Choice for doing their thing. Shout out to Mel Boogie and Dropping Dimes, the whole family extended right there for hooking that up. So we're going to say peace to you. We won't get into some more Skyzoo tracks for the rest of the show. Definitely, definitely thank you once again. Sound Junction 105.5. We'll be back with some more joint Skyzoo coming down May 8th at the Rivoli. Check it out.